Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Shlishi, close to the beginning of Halacha. So the Gemara in Daf Mem, six lines from the top says, "Vim loyit kasev mayim v'yikra." The Mishnah said, "A person cannot get out of the water; he's naked. He should cover himself in the water, and he will say Shema." Says the Gemara, "Masnisa be'achurim." Our Mishnah is talking about that the water is dirty, meaning it's not clear. If it's clear water, usur, because then you can see the erva. If he's able to dirty it with his feet by pushing some mud from the bottom of the mikvah up to where he's standing and make it dirty, so then he should do that. The person needs to go away from a tzoy, from excrement of a human being, 4 amos. Umitzoyas klovim arba amis. And so you have a dog, he has to go 4 amis as well. Bubishoshu nois and loyus. Which tzoyas tome are we talking about? When it's put into hides, it's put together with leather, so then it makes a very bad smell. And this will be a theme here in the daf, that it's not just a rule regarding the animals. Some animals, and sometimes in certain cases, cause a very bad smell. So the Moabir Rabbishim of Zeiro, he said, Nevelosh and Yisrucho. If you have a dead animal that stinks, so v'lachik imin ar ba'amis. Oma avinu mastiso amrakenu you see them from Kofra Mishto. V'kami mechik behemu metzoy ar ba'amis. It says, how many you can go away from them and tzoy ar 4 amis? Not only tzoy, but also other bad smell, foul smell, you go 4 amis. Oma v'ami, oma v'shamay, tipota b'mishu shekoyfsin. Could be no. We're talking only about tzoy. Tzoy means extra in itself, or they used to use it for laundry. So it was in the water, and they were used to use some elements of the tzoya, so that is what's also. But something which is not a tzoya and has a bad smell, maybe you don't have to go 4 amos. Omele Rabbi Mani, in the Mishu Shekoyfsim, you want to tell me that we're just talking about a case of Mishu Shekoyfsim, HaTanina lo b'mayim aroyim v'lo b'mayim Mishu. It says already, Mayim aroyim v'mayim Mishu. Mayim Mishu, Mishu refers to kviso, to laundry. So you see from here that other foul smells are included in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tani, koton, a child, shuyocho lechol kazayis, dog, and he can eat kazayis of grain. Poishim mitzoyoso, you go away from his soyo, from his aglov, and from his urine, arbaamis. Vim inoyochol, loyochol kazayis, dog, if he's not able to eat that amount of food. And poishim, you don't go away, lo mitzoyoso, lo miraglov, arbaamis, you don't have to go 4 amis away. Bon kamir avo, the answer avo. Mibim apoishim mitzoyoso, lo miraglov, what's the reason that you go away from a koton? He's a koton. Omo loyobrishim achshavois of rois. He has bad thoughts. I mean, he's a child. What do you mean he has bad thoughts? It doesn't say in the pasuk, the yetzer of the Odom is already bad. What's the Uruv? Since he's born, the minute he goes out of the womb, he already has the yetzer. So he already has something bad in him. And that's what's caused the dogon that he eats to make tzoya, which has a bad smell. Rabbi Yezer Chanin Omar, he said, "Marchiki migololi behimo, you go away from animal dung 4 amos. 4 amos. Shul by Yitzchak Omar berakim. It needs to be soft because that makes a bad smell. Ubilvad b'shel chamor. It needs to be a dung of a donkey. Abchia barabo Omar bebo min aderech. Also, the donkey has to be coming from the way, meaning that he causes a smell to be much worse. Levi Omar marchiki mitzoyas chazir 4 amos." Need to go away from a tzoya of a pig 4 amos. Tani ken mechigi mitzoyas chazer 4 amos, u mitzoyas animiya 4 amos. Another small animal, which is called nemiya, and that also have to go away 4 amos because it has a bad smell. U mitzoyas atenegoydim 4 amos. Also from the tzoya of a chicken, you have to go 4 amos. Here the Charedim brings rishayim that say that it's only in the chicken coop, but not when the chicken are in the house. We're holding now in Mem Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Abiyuse baravon mishem Rav Chuno. Ubilvad ba'adumim, needs to be red. So some of us will explain red means that the chicken needs to be red chicken, they have a bad smell, or that the dung needs to be in the red color, that has a bad smell. Tani machiki mirecha 4 amis, from bad smell you go 4 amis away. Ravami misoif mirecha 4 amis, from the edge, from where the smell ends, that's where you have to go 4 amis away. Hadodat amr lachor, that's only when he doesn't see it, meaning the tzur is behind him. But if it's in front of him, ad mokom shein of rois oisoi. As long as he could see the tzoyo, he cannot dive in there. Kadorav leyo v'chavrayo v'yasin komei pundakyo b'ramsho. They were sitting in front of a hotel, in a place where there is tzoyo, in the evening. I mean, Mao Mimer Milio de Rai. So can we say now Divrei Torah if we don't see the Tzoya? Omoloi Mikevan Dilu Have Ayemomo. If it would be day, Havinin Chamio Mai Kominon, we would see what's in front of us. Brown Kedon also. Therefore, it's also even now. And the Haredim says that the same din will be for a blind person who cannot daven in front of Tzoya even though he can't see it. Says the Gemara Tani, Graf, if you have a vessel which is used as a bathroom, Echot Sherei Ve'Echot Shemayim, doesn't matter if it's used for excrement or for urine, Tzoyach L'Achik Yemenu Arba Amis, it needs to be far away 4 Amis. V'Shelef Lifnei Amitah, referring here now to the urine itself, if it's in front of the bed, meaning it's in front of him and there's nothing separating between him and the urine, if you put in their water, you can read. You can say Shema. If not, not. The amount of water you need to put into it is a revis, not just stam water. Says the Gemara, Umau kedei revis. What is the exact amount of kedei revis? Says the Gemara, revis betoch revis. Chag kli katon, chag kli gadol. It needs to be a revis for a revis. If he has a revis of urine, he needs to put a revis of water. It doesn't matter the size of the kli. And here, there's a discussion. Do you mean a revis? That's where you need a revis, regardless of how much mayor glime you have here. Or it needs to be, for whatever revis of mayor glime, you have to have a revis of water. So the Gemara, shimga lilo imer shalachar amitu. If you have mayor glime behind the bed, I mean the bed is separating between the person and the miraglaim, yikro. Shafni amito lo yikro. In front of bed, don't read at all. It doesn't mean the solution of the water. Shema lozo emi afil trickling esther or less. Even if you have a very large room, which is 10 amas to 10 amas, lo yikro, you should not say shema, achi chaseno, until he covers it, or achi nicheno tachas amito, or he puts it under the bed. Rav Yaakov barachu b'shem Rav Chiyo barvo, hoire Rav Chanino Tartio, Rav Chanino from the place called Tartio, kehadod b'shem lozo, that he should always cover it. Rabbi Yom Bayevitz Rabbi Yochanan says, Tzoya kol shehi, if a little bit tzoya mevat lebiroik, he puts in its saliva. Rav Zeiru, Rav Yaakov, Rav Zav, Rav Yasrin, Cham Mitzioso, they're sitting down, and they saw tzoya, they saw excrement. Kom Rav Yaakov, Rav Zav, Rav Yakekalo. So came Rav Yaakov, and he spit in it, because we said a solution. Omer Lehi Rav Zeiru, Min Yomo leTigno. So he told him, it's like going from the sea to Tigno. So most of the first you understand, because Tigno is a very close place to the sea. So the same way, when you go from Yama to Tigno, it takes very, very quick. Also, when you put saliva on a tzoya, it's until the saliva dries, which is very quick. Meaning, you're not really benefiting from spitting on the tzoya. So the motiva she mileo svarim, you have a box full of svarim, noista mi roshea amito, veina noista mi galois amito. You put it in front of the bed, but not under the foot end of the bed. Rav Boyin b'shem Rav Chunov, who shtei amito gvoya asor tfochim. As long as the bed is 10 tfochim high, it's because it'd be its own shul, so a person could be on the bed even though there's sperm beneath it. And even so, you cannot put it next to the legs of the bed because it's derech bizoyin. Without shloi chavle amito noigim atevoy. And as long as the ropes of the bed, meaning where you put the mattress on, is not touching the teva, because that's considered to be as part of the teva. Should put it under the bed. Especially not have tashmish if he has a sevetorium with him in the house. But if the sevetorium is covered with a cloth, or it's a window, a sar tvachim, and it's its own rishos, mutter. Kiloyon means a curtain. She makes some kind of a mechitza between him and the sevetoyo, and then it's fine. And with this we end Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Mem.